77,000 Service Trees, Part 26. I have accepted the spiritual life in all sincerity. For me, there is no turning back. The aspiration intensity to please God every day I need. Alas, each morning begins with heartbreaking news. Each time a seeker disobeys his master is an added obstruction to the master's will. Self-discovery eagerness has to be uppermost in a seeker's life. As soon as my prayer is sincere, I become radiant. If we are not determined to please God in His own way, then we can make no substantial progress in our spiritual life. A spiritual life means it is now or never. Self-doubt brings in an Himalayan disaster. The mind is always short of aspiration flames. Self-abnegation God does not want from us. God's choice is our self-dedication. God does not want us to amplify our problems. God wants us to conquer our problems with our life's constant dedication smiles. God wants me to smile at Him all the time. And what do? I give Him my tearful eyes and sorrowful heart instead. Frustration is not your friend. Frustration is your worst enemy. Frustration enemy always follows you. If you do not aspire, yours will be the life of broken promises. God needs from a seeker only a genuine humility. We are supposed to practice God remembrance. We are practicing, alas, God oblivion. We all need extra protection precautions to save our spiritual life. Each undivine thought is our heart's happiness slayer. If you want to excel in the advanced spirituality course, practice a God surrender life every day. If you do not have peace of mind, your peace talks will be futile. Somehow, God has very special concern for even a scatterbrained seeker. God's pride knows no bounds when we are equal to any pressure. We must not sacrifice perfection delight for the fastest speed. Each seeker is bound for the golden shore. Alas, my own anxiety has made my life an insurmountable adversity. The moment we lose faith in ourselves, we become hopelessly lost seekers. I have come to realize that both God's justice light and compassion height are at once inescapable. A flicker of disappointment is enough for the seeker to descend unimaginably low. To miss an opportunity is to invite our untold misfortune. By nature, the mind is doubtful. Therefore, O seeker, be careful with your mind. My heart's ecstasy is my life's only thrill. My life of success depends on determination. A life of progress depends on surrender. Spirituality is not hardship. Spirituality is God friendship. Spirituality means one's own highest worship. Spirituality means the life's impurity rejection. Spirituality means the heart's insecurity rejection. Spirituality means the mind's indifference rejection. No demand. God is far beyond our demands. Cry for God's compassion eye. It is within our easy reach. When my heart wishes to see God, it is all free. When my mind wants to see God, God charges an exorbitant fee. My Lord's every step, my heart treasures. Although it is extremely difficult to tame the wild mind, we must succeed. God's compassion eye can fulfill his highest promises in and through us. If I am a sincere seeker, then I shall never take back any of my God fulfillment promises. Each new seeker has to carry with him eagerness, abundance. The mind loves frowns infinitely more than it loves smiles. My Lord, I do hear your call, but alas, I do not respond. Every day we must cultivate our inner strength to run the fastest in our spiritual life. The outer search for happiness is a fruitless search. By virtue of faith, we become a God winner. My desire mind always carries sorrow burdens. My soul is satisfied only with my heart's first-class God devotion. My Lord is desperately looking for a gratitude flower in my heart garden. A heart without faith is empty of beauty. If you devour the dust of God's feet, then ignorance will be a perfect stranger to you. Ignorance experiences are false coins today. Ignore nothing. Everything is God sent. Each life story is for the glorification of God. Patience secretly and sacredly moves forward. My heart feeds on my God gratitude tears. The fragrance of a God surrender day is beyond comparison. My heart's sincerity is my life changer. Patience is a solid wall against ignorance demands. Each birthday can be a rebirth for us to be in God's presence. Every day, even a small clearing is needed in our mind jungle. O seeker, you have far better things to do than to bombard your master with all your doubts and suspicions. Desire drinks are very inexpensive. Aspiration drinks are unimaginably expensive. In total surrender, the thinking mind is useless. I am not, you are. This is my only choice. My criticizing mind makes everything uncertain in my life. Eventually, doubt destroys its possessor, the mind. Each desire eventually becomes treacherous. We satisfy our desires by our immediate acceptance of desires. Negativity is unreality in the purest sense of the term. God wants me to show him what I have in my heart and not show off what I have in my mind. God's compassion eye lights my heart lamp. If we do not pray and meditate every day, we shall definitely be caught by temptation aggression. Gratitude reverberates within my heart when I see the dreams of my Lord Supreme. Simplicity and sincerity are always refreshing. When my heart sings God devotion songs, God blesses me with a bridge to infinity. God does not want us to prove our love for him as long as we are loving ourselves in a divine way. Like my heart, my mind also has to be God-oriented. B. being rooted in God's compassion eye, my soul and I are flying in God's compassion sky. If we do not train our mind to do the right thing, our God fulfillment will remain a mental hallucination. If you cannot depend on your Master's promise, then it is useless for you to be on his path. God's feet dust is available everywhere. To mingle with it is the greatest security. Once we accept the spiritual life, God realization becomes an inevitability. Do not blame God when your high hopes are dashed by your questioning mind. My failure life is my responsibility and not God's, not even for a fleeting moment. The uncertainty seeker is plagued by many disturbing thoughts. Mine is the heart that houses faith to share with the rest of the world. Slowly, steadily, and unerringly, I must sail my lifeboat to perfection land. It is I and nobody else who can protect my heart of peace. If we do not say our obedience prayers, if we do not say our obedience life prayers every day, we shall meet with misfortune days quite often. In the spiritual life, anything that is hostile is unacceptable. Aspiration increases, desire, danger diminishes. There is no adequate replacement for gratitude. Only our true love of God can immobilize our desire train. Each undivine thought creates a murky future for humanity. The mind enjoys expectation invitation. God tells me that my mind's ego evolution is overdue. My Lord, encircle my heart with your safety smile. Never leave home without carrying your Lord in your heart pocket. I am determined to establish a firm God foundation life. To make myself happy, I live far beyond the domain of expectation. To me, earth tears are sweeter and stronger than heaven smiles. Out of his infinite bounty, God has considerably lessened my self-comfort hunger. I came into the world to bridge my nothingness life to God's fullness heart. At every moment, be a perfection life unto yourself. Human life itself is an unanswerable question. The mind's zigzag pathway never reaches heaven. When we do not pray and meditate, we lead an insecurity-sealed life. When the mind and the heart talk together amicably, God proudly joins them. He who has served God unreservedly this year will win a Seeker of the Year award. God vehemently dislikes my rush visits to my heart temple. No longer do I enjoy the company of my old desire life. He who neglects the inner homework will definitely fail in his outer life. Humanity's transformation entirely depends on the strength of divinity's shoulders. The heart of each spiritual master suffers the crushing sorrows of millennia when he tries to transform humanity's face. My Lord, I beg you only for one thing: save my spiritual life, my only life. Surrender your all to God's will. You will never stop short of reaching your goal. My eyes are wide open. My heart is wide open. My ears are wide open. Lo, God is come. Doubt stands as a formidable problem for all seekers. God's presence in our life is a golden opportunity to enrich ourselves both inwardly and outwardly. My soul laughs and laughs when it sees that the mind takes doubt as its wisdom. My prayers and meditations must outrace my faithless enemies, doubt, insecurity, and jealousy. Do not pay any attention to the earthbound facts if you want to be illumined by your inner sun. Creation is constant motion, inner and outer. Creation needs perpetual inner progress and outer success. The source meal is comprised of eternity's height and infinity's delight. Death does not mean a God-oneness embrace. Death means the awakening of an unknown life. The heart of light is so vast that it gladly welcomes darkness. Humanity, wake up, stand up, march on. You are no longer in your infancy. The soul is always accompanied by purity's heart and divinity's eye. The world citizens know what things to do, but do not know what to become. We are such fools. We think that we are wide awake, but in reality, we are all buried in oblivion sleep. I tell my mind it is unthinkable that it indulges in war. What is unthinkable is also unpardonable. The soul and bliss remain always inseparable. I am proud of my soul's beauty in heaven. My soul is proud of my duty on earth. The material body is of supreme need to manifest God divinity on earth. When we make friends with doubt, we give our lives to abysmal lies. A life of sincerity is a mind of clarity. Do you love religion? If so, then become its faithful student and not its powerful teacher. A desire-bound life needs constant repair. Patience does not mind remaining blind to the end for world transformation. Optimism vision is a supreme necessity step to God realization. O my mind, do not forget that your life is also a God manifestation promise. At heaven's gate, great human beings are welcome. At heaven's gate, good human beings are immediately embraced by God Himself. Do not try to count the number of God's concerns, an impossible task. Meditations shoo mind disturbances away. Each delay takes us a year away from God's presence. Mundane thinking is a sinking boat. Do not go back. Use the forward track to reach the destination. My angel heart is always free of danger. No matter how fast or how slow I am, I always take my Lord's inimitable advice. When we replace God with our gold, our souls become the sufferers untold. Each desire night strengthens ignorance might. What to do? Invoke. What to invoke? God's bliss-flooded feet. He who boasts in his outer life is a totally lost case in his inner life. Never give up. Dive deep within. God is eagerly waiting for you. My only joy in life, God is in charge. It seems that nobody likes to accept happily God's peace invitation. Do not blame God. Still, there is time for God to halt your ignorance night march. Insecurity sumptuously feeds all my undivine qualities. My heart is commissioned into God's divine army. Self-indulgence leads to life destruction. The body, the vital, the mind, and even the heart may be tricked, but never the soul in the battlefield of life. The heart is apt to cry like a baby. The soul is apt to fly like a bird. The hands of the Supreme are our fortune makers. He who mourns the death of ignorance is indeed ignorance incarnate. Not easily can a vital whim be made to subside. An affection touch of God sends an immortal thrill through the seeker. Unimaginable concern for his disciples. This is what the Master's outer life is. Unimaginable affection for his disciples. This is what the Master's inner life is. I know how to delay unnecessarily. God knows how to wait for me indefinitely. The human in me disappears the very moment God beckons me. Doubt alone knows how to rush into the darkness mind and be its partner. I am not immortal, but the tears of my aspiration heart and the smiles of my dedication life are immortal. Nothing is as sweet as my gratitude heart tears. My mind, be extremely cautious so that you are never found to be wrong. God says to me, "My child, you have failed by following your own way. Can you not try my way? I am absolutely sure that you will succeed. Oh, my desiring mind, do not run away. God has not yet given up on you. At God's choice hour, you will become, like the soul and the heart, a choice instrument of God's will.